Blog Talk Radio. ForRadio.com.
Trust Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality custom buckle at an affordable price. From 1 to 100, our buckles are all made one at a time by hand. Our only limit is your imagination. Give us a call today at 800-550-7535 and let us help you design your next trophy buckle. That's Trust Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. Find us on Facebook or at TrustRioSilver.com. Proud to be part of She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. American Hat Company is known throughout the world as the hat preferred by rodeo champions, ranchers, everyday cowboys, cowgirls, and rodeo fans. From the arena to the boardroom, no one does it better. Handmade in Bowie, Texas, American hats are made with tradition in the old-fashioned way. From the finest in felts to the best in straws, there is an American hat for every occasion. The CB Cowgirls are proud to have our ambassadors wearing the number one hat in the world. Thank you, American Hat. Find your own American hat at your favorite retailer. American Hats, handcrafted since 1950.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls is proud to have as our charity of choice Man Up Crusade. Man Up is working in the Western world to reduce domestic violence in society and contribute to social change by promoting safe and healthy relationships. Growing up in a violent home is one of the most terrifying and traumatic experiences a child can go through. Let's work together to help those afflicted to stand and know they're not alone. Find out more at ManUpCrusade.com. Take a stand and break the cycle of domestic violence.
This is For Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams.
All right, rodeo fans, it's time for She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. Introducing your host, Becky Christensen, and co-host, Vicki Christensen O'Shield. Hey, let's ride.
Hey, good evening, everybody. This is your host, Becky Christensen. I just want to say thank you so much if you're tuning in and joining us tonight live on She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. It has been a crazy last week since we've joined you and been on the air with you last week, and I'm really excited about tonight's show. Tonight, I do have to say my Aunt Vicki is off tonight. We are letting her rest and get well. She just is battling this flu slash sickness slash just she's battling some health challenges, and we love her so much, and her health is most important to us. So we're letting her rest and get ready to get back in full swing with us. So tonight, I'm really honored and excited about the new platform that we have. So if you're listening and you're tuning in, you found us one of two ways. Well, we're on all the social media, of course, you know, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and, of course, now we're on Snapchat, which I don't even know how to work that, but I have a social media gal that does, so you'll be seeing more of that. But you can tune in live on shesgonecountry.us. Just click the radio show tab link at the top of the page, and you can go in and hit the play button, and that will play us live as well as all of our archives. And we have some great shows, so be sure you scroll through our past episodes and listen and enjoy some of the great stories behind the stories that we try to bring you each and every week. And we've been doing it now for like 2.5 years, going on 3 years in October. It's been a real blessing. I would have never thought 3 years ago we'd be here, but we are. And as we evolve and change and grow, our format changes, you know, what we are doing kind of changes, but we all remain the same, and that's the stories behind the stories and bridging the gap between the generations to keep the heart of the American cowboy alive. And so with that, you've tuned in there or you've called into 347-857-3760 if you're listening live through your Bluetooth or on a phone and you want to join us tonight and visit with our guests, be sure to just press 1. That takes you into the host queue where my producer, Maria DiGiovanni, will let me know you're on the air and you can come on and visit with our guest tonight. Also, be sure and check out our website. It's Rodeo Spot Marketing and Andrea Crenshaw. She's done a great job revamping our website. We have brought on some ambassadors. It's a new program that we're doing. And our ambassadors for She's Gone Country, the CB Cowgirls, are our front lines. They will be out and about in their state bringing stories to you. And one of our ambassadors from Montana is our official blogger. So her blog is now up and on the website. And you'll be seeing her as well as other ambassadors bringing some fun articles and interviews to you that way as well. So with that being said, tonight I have a special guest co-host with me. And she and I and Aunt Vicki collaborated down in Vegas this year during the WNFR, and we're excited to partner with her and elevate and empower her organization because between Vicki and Maria and I, we have a very strong passion and heart for our veterans, and I really think it's great when our veterans and the rodeo community collide and explode and do great things for those that have served and are serving in our country. And so joining me tonight is my guest co-host, is from Warrior and Rodeos, which is a format that we're doing now. Each third Monday is a special broadcast for her organization, highlighting those that are helping her that are in the Western and rodeo community. So, Sherry, thank you so much for joining me tonight.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
So, Sherry, if you would please share with our listeners really briefly a little bit about what Warriors and Rodeo is about.
It's a nonprofit organization that is designed to give back to those who serve our country. It includes military, law enforcement, EMS, and firefighters, and other professions that would fall into that category. And the idea is that there is a group of them where they can connect, meet up, support each other, help each other through the hard times, the low times, and also have a lot of fun together. Like-minded individuals where you have the military or the service background, and then you bring it together with what they do in rodeo. And we're just so fortunate to have Mike also has such a heart for veterans and those who serve, and to have him come on board and really give back so much to the organization that it just really touches every single one of our hearts. So we're just very blessed.
Well, you've got some great supporters, and we're going to tonight really just highlight one of those tonight. And it just happens, talk about timing and feeling really blessed tonight. It just happens to be the Monday coming off of a very, very momentous weekend. And the gentleman that is here, Elevating Warriors in Rodeo, and also just very well known within the rodeo community, the PRCA, PBR, if you know the name and you know bull riding, you know him. And I'm just going to let Sherry introduce this world champion to you. So go ahead, Sherry.
Yes, I'm just so proud to introduce you all to Mike Lee, PBR world champion. And this week he really accomplished something that is only two people have done in the PBR, and that's 500 qualified rides in the Built for a Tough series. And Mike, you know, I know that we've talked about it a lot and how you feel about that. And for you, it's another ride, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really keep track until this year, and they started talking about it. But I mean, now that I think about it a little bit, I mean, as ranked as the Bulls are getting, it actually does, you know, it's kind of a cool thing, you know, it don't pay nothing, but it puts you in the records books, I guess. So.
Well, Mike, thank you so much for joining us tonight. You know, I feel really honored to have you on the show. I've spent a little bit of time. You know, I've watched you on the PBR tours, and, you know, you're well accomplished in that realm. But it's amazing to me the caliber and quality of individuals that come up in the Western world and, you know, really in the PBR. And I know Cody was going to try and hop on tonight, Cody Custer, and he may still show up. You just never know. But, you know, he is an example to me of what an athlete, a man, a Christian man in this world, and a cowboy should be. And I read your resume, and I thought, holy smokes, look at that, someone right behind him coming in the same caliber, same, you know, just type of man. And so I'm really honored to have you on the show. So thank you, one, for coming on. Two, you know, tell us a little bit about your career because, you know, you have had some your road has not been easy by any means. So if you would, will you share with our listeners a little bit about just what your career's been like and maybe some of the challenges that you've faced?
I've had knee surgery, took me out for a while. Shoulder surgery took me out for a year. Had brain surgery, took me out for about 3 months. And then some small things, you know, I got knocked out a few times in a row and doctor said I can't ride until my brain, the swelling goes out of it and stuff like that. And then one of the biggest challenges is your mind and anxiety and fear and doubt, which is all, you know, pretty much a lie. And then like my favorite verse for that is I walk through the shadow of death, I shall not fear, that God's rod and his staff comfort me. And if you know what rod and staff means, it means basically you getting a whooping. But sometimes when you get lost and you're not riding any bulls and you're down on yourself, you kind of want a whooping so you can find your way back home, you know. So it sounds funny, but it's true. God's been there for me my whole life. The Holy Spirit's taught me how to ride bulls. I didn't know what the Holy Spirit was until I was probably a teenager. Started reading the Bible. That's kind of how I learned how to read, is reading the Bible. I had a hard time when I was a kid reading. And me and my dad would go up and down the road and read the Bible. And I learned how to read. And we get 3 or 4 in the morning, and we get pretty tired. We get the Bible out, and we call that the God guess. And that's how we got home. And the Holy Spirit, you know, just kept us awake and kept us from flipping upside down in the ditch and stuff.
Wow.
So.
That's amazing.
And, you know, it's so funny. I can still relate to that. Although I'm not riding bulls and in the arena and taking the beatings that you bull riders take, traveling up and down the road on those long hauls to some of those events to cover your guys' beatings on the event. So it'd be nice. I'd be driving like, okay, Lord, just keep me awake, Lord, help me stay awake. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I get it. It's those times when you know, the unconventional times that you don't think you need them the most, and you do. But you know, I'm amazed that, you know, all of your accomplishments. You're still a pretty young buck, I got to say. You're 83 is when you were born?
I'm 32 years old. Yeah. I have a few years left in me.
Oh, yeah.
Well, so tell me, we have a couple minutes before the break. How did you and Sherry get involved together in her, how'd you come about meeting Sherry and becoming involved in her organization?
I think I met her at Springfield, Missouri, at the bull riding there. And I met her whole family, actually. And they were just hanging. I'm pretty sure they were hanging out, and we were signing autographs at Bass Pro. And we had a dinner afterwards, and I invited her to dinner, and her family, and her whole family, and her got to eat. And it was kind of cool. We got to, you know, just kind of chill out and get to know each other a little bit, and became pretty good friends. She came down later and stayed at my dad's ranch, where I was living at the time. And we had a pretty fun time. I actually got her husband on a cow, and he ended up hurting himself pretty good, but like blowing a knee out or something. But other than that, it went out pretty good.
You taught me to two-step. You taught me to two-step, remember?
But, we had a lot of fun together. And, you know, she's my agent, and it's just I get tired of all the politics and the backbiting that goes on whenever anything has a lot of money in it. There seems to be that, you know, going around. So,
right. So, Sherry, you just stepped in and took the helm and became the, well, as we call them in the admin world, we're the pit bulls of the back office. So, you don't
mm-hmm.
let anybody
die. Yeah. And I'm a Christian also, and I just said, Lord, you know, use me to bless Mike. You know, Mike,
awesome.
His what he does for his career, he does it to serve the Lord. And if I can help him in that, then I want to do that. And so I think Mike
awesome.
And I have turned out to be a pretty good team, and it's sure an honor to get to work with him.
Well, you know, I haven't got to meet you personally, Mike, but I have spent some time with Sherry, and she speaks accolades about you, so I hope I'm able to meet you face-to-face one day and shake your hand, because you definitely are a caliber cowboy, and I think it's great that there's, you know, cowboys like you out there leading the way for the next generation, as well as being out there to bridge the gap with the generations that have gone before us. So with that, I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll have more with Sherry Smith and Mr. World Champion PBR Mike Lee. We'll be right back.
ForRadio.com.
Weston Company Jewelry is a family-owned and operated business with a close eye on all the latest trends. Beautiful pieces created with you in mind. Dress up, dress down. Jill and her staff are constantly creating new designs that set the fashion world on fire. Be sure to check out their Facebook page and then go to sales@WestonCompanyJewelry.com and click on store search. We're betting you will fall in love. A big thank you to Weston Company for providing our ambassadors with that special piece to accent their wardrobe and the Western way of life they live. Stand out in the crowd. We're Weston Company.
In today's busy world, it's nice to know that help is just a moment away. Andrea at Rodeo Spot Marketing is your one-stop shop. Full-service web and graphic design service, along with photo projects, printing services, marketing, and promotional. Let their staff take the stress off you and put a smile on your face. Always creative, always competitive priced, always working for you. That's Rodeo Spot Marketing. Find them at RodeoSpot.com. Tell Andrea the CB Cowgirls sent you.
Fuel Up is proud to be part of She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. Fuel is for all of you that are on the go and want to feel your very best. The Fuel product line was created with your active lifestyle in mind. Strengthen your body for increased performance, increase your health and vitality with essential nutrients, and create and maintain a lean body. All this with one amazing product. Throw all the others away. Fuel is all you will ever need. Remember to eat healthy and exercise regularly. For more information, find us on the web at fuelup.com. She's Gone Country is proud to have as our charity of choice the Rodeo Historical Society. Working under the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum of Oklahoma City, RHS members from around the world share an interest in preserving the history of rodeo. Membership supports the rodeo programs, the American Rodeo Gallery, and the prestigious Rodeo Hall of Fame. A visit to Persimmon Hill and the museum is truly like taking a step back in time. Join us at SGC in supporting the Western way of life by becoming a member today. For more information, email shaysmichael@nationalcowboymuseum.org.
ForRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. This is your host, Vicki Christensen, and Vicki has the night off. And joining me tonight in her place, my guest co-host tonight, is founder of Warriors and Rodeo, and that is Ms. Sherry Smith. Sherry, thank you for joining me and helping me with the show tonight.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Well, tonight we are visiting with someone very close to you. You're his agent, and he is a big supporter of what you do at Warriors and Rodeo, and we're proud to have him on the show and say congratulations. He made his 500th qualified ride this weekend in the PBR, and that's world champion PBR bull rider Mike Lee. Mike, thank you again for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
Okay, so at the break I was thinking a little bit, and I have a little bit of a two-part question for you, Mike. And reading a lot about your past and where you've been and who you are and what you represent, what stuck out to me the most was that you wanted to leave the same sort of legacy and be the same type of caliber bull rider inside and outside of the arena as what I'm going to take as your one of your heroes that you looked up to, and that was Lane Frost. Is that correct?
I mean, all kids at my age, 32, I mean, Lane Frost and Jim Sharp and all them guys. But Lane Frost was, a hero to most kids that wanted to be a bull rider when I was young. So it was that movie, 8 Seconds, was one of the coolest movies they ever made about bull riding. So it really impacted a lot of kids' lives. And now I know his parents, and I do bull riding school there every year. And we baptize the students in the pond. Sometimes if we stepped in the pond and we have a cow turd run between our toes, but it's all good because it washes off. And, it's a lot of fun. It's pretty hot, and so the kids are ready to get in that pond, and, they get to talk to them about the Lord. I'm not a professional preacher, but I have a little bit of common sense, and I know the Word of God, so that's what we do.
Oh. Well, I love it. And, you know, and to add to that is, you know, something that I got to meet Lane's parents this winter when we were at the WNFR and got to interview Elsie for a few minutes with Luke. And, you know, great people, and what they're doing is great, and how they're, you know, making sure everybody has a Bible in their hand, and all these kids, you know, like she said, the only, you know, from all the memory of Lane, it's just been really phenomenal. And, you know, I loved 8 Seconds, too. I got to see a lot of my family's bulls at the end of the clips of the movie. So, you know, it was pretty special to me seeing, you know, I remember Lane at some of the rodeos growing up, specifically Caldwell. But you talked about how, you know, shaking the hands and making sure first in, last leave, making sure everybody gets an opportunity to meet and greet you. And I think that speaks accolades about your character. But what I wanted to ask you in the second part is how can we, in doing that, carry that over to what Sherry does with warriors and rodeos? Because that's, you know, kind of one of the same type of thing as being there for the veterans. You know, the younger generation's there, but the older generation's there, the ones that serve, the ones that have gone on before us and been in the military and retired vets and so forth. How do you transcend, you know, that image over into the warriors and rodeo?
I actually was sponsored by the Army in 2003, 2004, 2005. So I had to go to the schools and speak, and I had to learn their mottos and stuff like that. So, and then they sent me to boot camp, and for about a week, I guess, or several days, and it made it realistic to me. Made me realize what it was really about. And you know, even though people may not agree with what the government's doing, those soldiers are obeying orders, and that's what they're there for. And if they don't obey orders, you know, they're not soldier. And so they're brave, you know, they're dedicated, and they're doing what they're told, and they're proud of it, and they're proud of serving their country and for their kids. And it's a huge sacrifice. And then later on, they had me go to these hospitals, and I mean, to tell you the truth, a lot of it's just really sad if what you see. Like, there's a lot of guys that just can't get mentally right anymore, you know. But it's fun visiting with them, just talking to them. It doesn't really matter what it's about, just being a friend for a minute. But you got to be sensitive. You know, you don't want to talk about things aggressively and get them excited and stuff. And then there's some of them that are just angry and just mad. They just need to maybe just have a friend or just someone just to talk about nothing with, you know. So.
Right. Well, and would you say that, you know, because when I think about the military and I think about the American cowboy, I think back to what Keith Mundy from American Hat says about the hat. And I think the same with the military. Do you think there's a level of respect given to you guys and vice versa to each other, a mutual respect when you see each other coming from the walks of life that you come from?
I believe so. Every time the soldiers come to the PBR and do the national, or they recognize a veteran on a shark cage or something like that, you know, just every warrior turns and shows respect. I mean, it's just it's like it's an unsaid thing, you know. You don't have to tell anybody to respect a man that went through two or three wars for his country, you know. That's just common sense, and you need to respect your elders. And I have always valued that. I believe a man that respects his elders is going to be blessed, and blessed with wisdom. So,
yeah, I couldn't agree more, Sherry. What a great representative you have, supporting all you're doing, and how great, you know, that you guys get to partner together and just live your guys' dream. Sherry, what would you like to add about Mike?
You know, to our members, in fact, right now I'm on Facebook and messaging them as we talk, and I'm getting comments. And it really means a lot to have Mike endorse us, because it's not just endorsing an organization. It's saying, I value you and I'm willing to take time and effort to show my appreciation for what you have done. And to have someone at Mike's level doing that for us is very special, and it means so much. It really does. He put our logo on his shirt, and it makes a difference. It really does. And we just really appreciate it. I don't think we could ever say thank you enough, and I don't think we could ever convey truly what it means to our members. And one thing with Warriors and Rodeo, we're a family, and Mike has become part of that family. And we're in the life-saving and changing business. The suicide rate is way too high in veterans and law enforcement and EMS and firefighters. And Mike is taking part in, his mission in life is to lead people to Christ. But part of that is keeping them alive here on earth where they can submit to him. And so if we can save some lives, through this, it's very important.
Well, and learn to live that, I think it's important to know that even though your body may be broken and broke down and not functioning the way it is, your soul and your spirit is still alive and whole and intact. And I think that's something like you, Mike, could bring to the table in sharing your love for the Lord and sharing your faith with them, that maybe their faith is wavering because they only see the outward, but it's the inward and the spirit life that they live, that they still have to look forward to in eternity. So, gosh, I wish we had so much more time, but I wanted to really quick before we end the hour, Mike, I want you to be able to, for a moment, you've touched on your career, you've touched on what you're doing for Warriors and Rodeo, you've touched on some of the things that you've experienced in life, but I think probably your greatest joy outside your relationship with Christ is probably your relationship with your wife and your kids. So would you share with our listeners just a little bit about your family before we have to end the show?
Well, I guess I wouldn't call myself a normal dad. I make my kids work with me every day when I'm home. So they know how to build fence. They know how to drive a skid steer, a tractor, and they know how to use a hammer. I do their homework with them and changing diapers. And I'm just a regular dad, but it's really cool, when you come home and your kids come running and saying daddy and wrap their arms around you. And then they give you that little pat on the back. And give you, every once in a while, if you're lucky, they'll give you a kiss on the cheek or something. But it's a cool feeling, it's something that you miss when you're gone for a while. So.
I appreciate the time that we've gotten to be with you and spend some time and visit with you tonight. And I wish you the best of luck in the remaining lives that you have ahead of you and your year. And the best of luck to everything that you're doing. And Sherry, real quick, being his agent and also running, Warriors and Rodeos and our show tonight is on behalf of the organization. Tell our listeners before we end the hour, how do they find more about Mike and how they find out more about your organization?
Mike has a website. It's Mike Lee, taking the bull by the horns.com. And you can go there. He's also on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. So, and of course on PBR.com. And then for Warriors and Rodeo, it's warriorsandrodeo.org, and there are links there for all the social media. So very simple. Two websites. We'll bring you to everything. And I want to sneak one thing in. Mike donated a spot in his school, his bull riding school, to one of our members, and so Kyle Lehman is going to be going, and he's active duty Army, airborne infantry, and so it's going to be a great time.
Wonderful. Now, when's that bull riding school?
June 20th, Mike, right around there.
Yep.
I just put a post on my website about it.
Awesome. Well, listeners, I hope you enjoyed the show. I know time is short, but be sure you check out both their websites. Find them on social media, Mike Lee, at Mike Lee, I know, is on Twitter.
Mike Lee,
but find
Mike
them
Lee.
On.
Yep. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. No, that's okay, and we'll post their websites on our Facebook page so you can find them. But, Mike, thank you so much for joining me tonight. I appreciate you taking time. Sherry, thank you for standing in for Aunt Vicki tonight. I appreciate you. And with that, I'm going to say goodnight. We're going to see you next week, and we're going to close it out tonight now with a little Cowgirl Logic. We'll see you next week.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Crystal Lyons. And I got this pit bull that was raised in the city as a house pet. She has no idea what she actually is, and I'm glad about that. We used pit bulls to catch wild cattle on river bottoms where the brush was too thick to swing a rope, and I've seen pits do some wild things when it comes to catching and holding something many times their size. They are truly awesome dogs when in their rightful environment, devastating when they're in an environment they were never meant for. And when it comes to hog hunting, nothing beats a pit bull or a pit bull cross. Well, one of my jogs over ranch land, I came up on three pretty good-sized wild hogs. She had no idea what to think about that. We jog by cattle, and if one cow snorts at her, she hightails it out of the cow's way. She has absolutely has no idea what she's made of. It's never entered into her mind that she has all the makings to dominate any animal out there on the ranch. She hasn't the faintest clue what she's capable of. As I was contemplating this, it dawned on me, that's us, the body of Christ. The DNA of God is flowing in the veins of every believer in Jesus. We're the sons and daughters of the Most High God. He's given us His Spirit to enable us to overcome every obstacle that would hinder what God would have us do. And yet we, like her, can be backed off as easily as a cow blowing snot at us. My pit bull sees herself more like a chihuahua. The children of Israel were conquerors who saw themselves as grasshoppers, and we're children of the king who see ourselves like beggars. Maybe we need to be educated on who we really are. So, are you a pit bull or a chihuahua? I'm Crystal Lyons, and this is Cowgirl Logic. For more, go to cowgirllogic.net.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
All of us here at Trust Rio Silver are proud to offer a complete award lineup from saddles, tack, and all in between. Trust Rios is your one-stop shop. Give the shop a call today to discuss your association award needs with one of our family design staff. And don't forget to shop online with us for that special gift. Our new online store features beautiful jewelry, tees, caps, and much more. Proud to be part of Sheep Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. That's Trust Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. Find us on Facebook or at TrustRioSilver.com.
ForRadio.com.